call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight's mail call letter is being beamed toward Europe because it's intended especially for the 5th Army and the 5th Army Mobile Radio Station. We know you fellows in the 5th will be glad to hear that the actress chosen to speed this letter on its way is a gal who is no stranger to you because you saw her over there at Casino, where she entertained you in person. So here she is once more to say hello, your favorite pinup, beautiful Louise Albritton.
Thank you, Don, and greetings once more to all you boys in the 5th. This mail call is dedicated to you and your mobile radio unit, the broadcasting station on wheels that travels right with the Army. So, for this occasion, we've assembled some of radio's top performers to add a paragraph here and there. Let's start in the upper left-hand corner with three lovely lassies and a lad who come to us by way of Bing Crosby's music hall, the Music Maids and Lee. Here they are with a brand new tune, Sam's Got 'Em.
Was not very hip to the military jive, and then Sam got in. He was not very sharp on the shooting machine, and then Sam got in. He was sitting around not doing a lot when he got the president's note. It seems the president wrote,
"Repost."
Quote.
Now he's sharp and no lie, he's a real G.I. cause Sam's got it. Now he's really a joy and you must love that boy cause Sam's got it. In his khaki suit he looks so cute, the chicks all yell with delight. Mr. Sam, release that man for active duty tonight. Chicks all yell with delight, yahoo! Sam, release that man for active duty tonight!
Thank you, Music Maids and Lee. I know that's going to sound swell coming out of the loudspeakers of the 5th Army's mobile radio station. And now I'm about to introduce a team whose name is synonymous with radio. Two of the earliest pioneers in this field of entertainment. They are an American institution whose popularity has never diminished. Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell, better known as Amos and Andy.
Well, it seems that after all these years, Andy is finally contemplating marriage. He even has the bride all picked out. At the moment, he's telling Amos and the Kingfish all about it.
So you're really going to get married, huh, Andy? Tell me, who is the gal?
Yeah, tell the Kingfish, Andy. What's her name?
Her name is Harriet Simpson.
Andy, is that the gal that belongs to the Women's Auxiliary at the Lodge?
That's her. She's like a breath of spring, ain't she?
Andy, that woman old enough to be your grandmother.
Oh, what you talking about, Kingfish? Wait a minute here. I got a picture of her right here. Here she is. Take a look, Amos. What do you think of that?
She's intelligent looking anyway, ain't she?
She don't look old neither, do she?
Oh, Andy, stop kidding yourself, will you? Look at them wrinkles there.
You mean here? That ain't a wrinkle, that's a dimple.
Well, it's the first time that I ever see a dimple run clean around a woman's neck. I ain't never seen that. And look at them crow's feet there on her eyes. Not only did the crow step on her face, but he jumped up and down on it, doesn't he?
But you really loves her, huh, Andy?
Oh, I was really crazy about her, Amos. For the rest of my life, I'm going to carry her bank book right next to my heart.
So, look, Andy, I as your friend, and I'd like to see you get married and settle down, but believe me, that woman too old for you, son.
Oh, look, Kingfish, you talking about her being old. Why, she ain't got a gray hair in her head.
Now, listen, Andy, the beauty shops can take care of that. You can't tell nothing till you see the roots of her hair. Now, remember that you got to see the roots, and even then you got to catch them between touch-ups.
Yeah, I don't think you ever going to find out how old she is, Andy. You know women's never tell the right age.
Wait a minute. I got an idea here how you can tell how old she is, Andy. Now, this is a great trick.
What is it?
Now, let me explain it to you. My wife has been telling me that she is 33 years old for years.
Wow.
Now, last week, we was listening to the radio, and the orchestra played an old song titled I Picked a Lemon in the Garden of Love. And my wife sang all the words to it.
Yeah, well, what did that prove?
Andy, that song is at least 35 years old. So anybody that can rattle off the words to that is knee-deep in middle age. And that's just the way that you can tell how old a gal is. See what song she remembers. You could even start talking about events in history and see if she wasn't there.
Kingfish, I think you got something there.
Yeah, that ain't bad. I think I'll go over and see her right now and try to assist in of yours, Kingfish.
Yeah.
I'll find out how old she is if it's the last thing I do.
Brother Andy, I'll go with you and I'll help you too. And remember, with this sister now, you kind of got a hint around, and so she don't know what you're up to. Come on, Andy.
Oh, Andy, come in.
Hello, honey. How is you? You know the Kingfish, don't you?
Oh, yes. How is you, Kingfish?
Oh, fine, thanks. Nice weather we're having, ain't it?
Oh, it sure is.
Tell me, Harriet, as you recall it, was the weather as nice as it was on the day that General Grant was inaugurated?
What a silly question. Come on, Annie, let's go and sit on the sofa and talk about our wedding day. We got so much to talk about.
Okay, honey, okay.
Oh, you don't mind, do you, Kingfish?
Oh, no. You two little lovebirds just go right ahead. No, pay no attention to me. I'll sit over here and read the paper. I won't hear nothing you're saying.
Let's hold hands, Andy.
Yeah, all right. And, honey, I'm going to sing you a little love song, too. I want you to join in the words.
Mm-hmm.
This song I'm going to sing you is Just Like My Heart Speaking to Yours. And it was published in 1894. The old oaken bucket that hung by the well. The old oaken bucket that... Well, why don't you join in the words, honey?
Well, I don't know them, Andy.
Honey, let me look at your dimple again.
Oh, it's right here, Andy.
Tis kind of a long one, ain't it?
You don't mind if I kind of take a look, too, do you? Always interested in unusual dimples. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got two more under that one, too, ain't you? Yeah. Your dimples kind of run in rows, don't they?
Well, now, I don't know just what you two's talking about. Say, Andy, honey, you's acting so strange. Does you really love me like you say you do?
Oh, sure.
Andy, you's gonna love me when I's old, Andy?
Oh, sure. It's just that I'm trying to find out how soon that's gonna be.
Oh, Andy, you is so romantic. Andy, what you doing? That ain't no way to stroke a girl's hair by taking both hands and parting it in the middle.
Well, honey, when I strokes a gal's hair, I always starts at the roots and works up.
Yeah, if you just hold it there a second, Andy, I'd like to blow on it. Maybe we get a better look there.
What?
We just admiring the roots of your hair, honey.
Look, Andy, what we really ought to be talking about is the date for the wedding, don't you think so?
Yeah. But speaking about dates, honey, it sure bring back memories, don't it? I was just wondering if you remember us back to the days of the Pony Express.
Oh, no. Tell me about it.
Well, there ain't much to tell. This fella seemed like he got a bunch of ponies on his hands, so he started expressing them all over the country and all that stuff.
Say, that's very interesting.
And you don't know nothing about it, huh?
No, and I'm surprised that you does, Andy. Go on, tell me more about it.
Well, you see, most of these ponies was still in one place, and the man kind of wanted to separate them up.
So you didn't find out nothing, huh, Ender?
No, Amos, I done tried that system that the Kingfish told me to use, and nothing developed that showed she wasn't telling the truth about her age. I'm going to call her up.
Yeah. So you still figure that she's 31, huh?
Yes, sir. That's what she say, and I believe her. And what's more, that's why I'm calling her up right now and setting the wedding date.
Well, Andy, I guess you know what you're doing, all right.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Hello, Harriet. This is Andy. Yeah, I wants to set the wedding date, honey. What's that?
Listen at you.
What? Yeah, but honey, but listen, honey, Harriet. Harriet.
What's the matter, Andy?
She ain't gonna marry me.
Why not?
She said if I remembers the Pony Express and stuff like that, I was too old for her.
Thank you, Amos and Andy. And now, one of the favorite vocal pinups with the men in the Fifth Army is the blonde and luscious Marilyn Maxwell. And because you men requested a song from her on this program, here she is, Miss Marilyn Maxwell.
I got a man who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love him. Up to his gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want him. I'm gonna ask him, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. You done put it out, you is still my baby, baby. My flame in your heart's done gone out. Who done put it out? A fella is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find that he's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? A fella is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find that he's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby?
Thank you, Marilyn Maxwell. And if that song has anything to do with it, you really is their baby. You know, every once in a while, two or three musicians get together who are so accomplished in their instruments that the music they create is nothing short of sensational. Such an outfit as the Les Paul Trio, string bass, piano, and guitar. And here they are giving a new treatment to an old gypsy folk song, Dark Eyes. Les Paul Trio, making the killer cycles jump from Tallahassee to Timbuktu. Thanks, fellas. Well, this show was intended to bring you some old and new faces in the radio world. And right here, it's the pleasure to introduce one of the newest and brightest personalities to decorate the airwaves in many a moon. His nutty nitwitticisms are familiar to radio listeners everywhere. And here he is in person, Gary Moore. Well, at least I think I've introduced the right man. You are Gary Moore, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Doesn't it make you sick? Well, does it?
Not at all. We're glad to welcome you to Mail Call, Gary.
Well, Louise, I'm honored to be here. And you know, this is the second honor I've received today. Why, this morning I got a telegram from the Outdoor Girls Canoe Club.
Not the Outdoor Girls Canoe Club?
Yes, sir. They have just voted me the man they would most like to paddle someplace. Oh, someplace with. I mean, that's a mistake there. But it's a particular kick, Louise, to join in this salute to the Fifth Army Mobile Radio Station. You know, I've been in radio for over 20 years, fixing battery sets and things like that.
Oh, maybe so. But isn't your current program with Jimmy Durante your first commercial radio show?
Why, bless your little South 40, no, not at all. I was sponsored, Louise, years ago by the makers of Mother Monahan's Mohair Chest Wigs. Oh, what a program. The announcements went, men, are you ashamed to appear on the beach? Has the nest on your chest gone west? Then wear a Mother Monahan's mohair chest wig and put up a good front. Mother Monahan's mohair chest wigs come in all sizes, ranging from the Weissmuller whiz, which is kind of a grizzly bear job with the legs cut off, All the way down to the Mickey Rooney Jr. size, which is three hog bristles rigid in a field of peach fuzz. Oh, no sense trying to kid me. I've had lots of commercial shows.
Yeah. All right, then. Let's forget about the radio side and talk about things more personal. Why not just tell us the story of your life?
Oh, and a nauseating one it is, too. But I shall do my best. Well, it was a happy event in the Moore household on the day I arrived. My father was so excited. He looked tenderly down at the little bundle in my mother's arms. And with a gleam in his eye, he ran to the window, threw it open, and shouted to all the neighbors.
Everybody off the sidewalk, I'm going to jump!
Wasn't that sweet? But I grew as babies will, and 2 years later, I kissed my first girl.
Your first kiss at the age of two?
Well, it wasn't exactly a kiss. We were eating the same licorice stick, and I chewed past my half. But it was a beginning, and at the age of three, I was married.
Married? Oh, that's ridiculous. Whoever advised you to get married at the age of three?
Mr. Anthony, I guess he didn't understand my problem. But then, anyhow, there I was. There I was, and the next big thing that happened in my life was my first day in school. Gee whiz, I'll never forget that first day.
Teacher! Oh, teacher! Look at what I brought. I brought a shiny red apple.
A shiny red apple? Why, Garrison, wasn't that thoughtful?
Yeah. Can I eat it now?
What a teacher. Oh, I was some kid, all right. But still I grew, and in spite of everything, I reached the age of 17.
Oh, romantic age. Tell me, is that when you felt your first desire for the opposite sex?
Well, I was 17, and one Saturday night, my best friend, Fatso, and I were standing on the corner.
Hey, Gary, come on, let's go shoot some pool.
Nah, I didn't want to shoot no pool. Let's go get some girls. Want to get some girls?
Girls? What do you want to do with girls?
Shoot pool. You see, I wasn't terribly bright. But I was bright enough to go to college, and so I did. But on my first year there, I developed eye trouble. I don't know, everything I looked at seemed indistinct and fuzzy. I worried about it, of course, but after 5 years, a kindly doctor gave me a prescription that made me see clearly again.
What did the prescription say?
Get a haircut. Well, that's what he said, and naturally, I was so impressed that I decided then and there to study medicine myself. And after graduating, I locked myself in my laboratory and gave my life to research. I was going to become the greatest scientist of them all. I was going to discover what to do for the common cold. And at last, I won out. I discovered it.
Well, tell me quick. What is the best thing to do for a common cold?
But it seems that people already knew that. So I abandoned medicine in favor of a gayer life. As soon I was on the radio and became a public figure. Twice in 1 year, I was voted the man most likely to get slugged in a blackout. And now, Louise, I have come to Hollywood to triumph in pictures. Yes, you may report to your friends that I have been spotted by a talent scout and at this very moment signed to a long-term contract to work in the movies.
Work in the movies? When do you start?
As soon as I get my uniform and a flashlight.
Oh, thanks for coming over, Gary Moore. It was a lot of fun. And here is Marilyn Maxwell back once more. This time, she merges with the Music Maids and Lee to give us the hit song from the picture Meet Me in St. Louis, the Trolley Song.
With my high starched collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang with the trolley. Ding, ding, ding with the bell. Zing, zing, zing. heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake.
I looked at him.
I looked at her.
He looked at me.
She looked at me.
And as most any fool could very plainly see, I fell for him.
I fell for her.
He fell for
she
me.
She fell for me.
And as we left, the trolley honked a different key. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer.
Buzz went the buzzer.
Plop, plop, plop went the wheel.
Wheel went plop, plop.
Stop, stop, stop went my heart.
Stop, stop.
As we started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the
fellows, this is Louise Albritton winding things up with a special word or two to the men of the Fifth Army's mobile radio station. It's nothing but a few trucks and a few tubes, that radio station, a few condensers and a few loudspeakers held together by the sweat and talent and toil of UGIs. But come hell or shell or high water, those trucks have rolled through Oujda, Algiers, Palermo, the Anzio beachhead, and even into Rome itself. You're doing a wonderful job, you men of the Fifth Army mobile station, bringing music and news to the fighting men who need it most. So wherever you're broadcasting from tonight, good luck and thanks and God bless you.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Louise Albritton, Amos and Andy, Gary Moore, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Lee, the Les Paul Trio, Ruby Dandridge, and yours truly, Don Wilson, saying, save something for that sunny day, Victory Day. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. We'll be right back.